Now, we are talking sea snakes this morning. I do personally find them as a little bit creepier than regular snakes. I don't mind regular snakes, but I think it's the paddle on the tail. But yes, we are delving into the world of sea snakes. Blanche D'Anastasia is a renowned expert on all things sea snakes, the government, environmental agencies and international conservation groups. They've all called on Blanche's knowledge, which she's built up over studying many years with the very cool animals. We are lucky enough that she does join us on the line now. Blanche, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Hi.
So I guess, first of all, why sea snakes? What made you get into studying sea snakes?
I found out that they were mysteriously disappearing from marine reserves. And someone literally said to me, "What about sea snakes?" And I said, "Okay."
And the fact that they are disappearing from marine reserves, that's probably not a very good indication of, you know, the health of the ocean or anything, I would imagine.
Yeah, they're a canary in the coal mine. When sea snakes are disappearing in vast numbers, like they are, it tells us that there's something going really, really wrong in the oceans that, you know, we all depend on for food, many people for income in tourism, and ultimately, you know, oxygen and carbon storage.
Those are all pretty serious. How do they contribute to, you know, I guess the ecosystem as well as, you know, oxygen storage and things like that?
I think it's that they're sensitive. And so they're one of the first things to go when the ecosystem gets out of balance. You know, it's a bit like at the moment in Queensland, we've got flying foxes dropping out of trees in their thousands, and we've got hundreds upon hundreds of babies in care because these bats are getting smashed by a heat wave that's hotter than they've ever had before. So bats are an indicator species too. Sea snakes are similar. When the sea snakes disappear, we know there's something really wrong.
Do we know why, I guess, what the overarching cause of them disappearing is?
In some places, we haven't studied them for long enough or hard enough to know why they're disappearing. And that's one of the really frightening things. We don't know what levers to push on to help keep our sea snake populations healthy because they're in the middle of the food web. They're critical food for things like birds of prey, all those big table fish that everyone likes to eat, coral trout and cods. And then they're also, where they live, they're high in number, so they're eating all these little fish, and then if the sea snakes suddenly disappear, then those little fish explode in number. They can put pressure on the bottom of the food web, and you can get a collapse of an ecosystem. You can get really, you know, when the seagrass disappears due to climate change, like it did in Shark Bay, you can get what was lush seagrass meadows turning into just muddy wastelands. And we're not really sure what's causing them to disappear, but we know they're really important in the food web. And we also know that climate change does have a factor because sea snakes like homes that are kind of structurally complex, so coral reef and seagrass. And so when climate change is wiping out corals, like it took out 33% of the coral on the Great Barrier Reef.
Wow.
It took out over 40% of the seagrass, of the largest seagrass meadow on Earth. So, you know, if anyone says to me, like, what can I do for sea snakes? I say to them, vote for climate change, vote for carbon reduction, vote for a clean, renewable, job-filled future.
Because it does seem, I feel, like climate change does seem to be the overarching factor in so many of, you know, the disappearances of a lot of animals, including sea snakes.
Yeah, I'm watching the ecosystems that I live in and work in, you know, have done for my whole life. I'm watching them collapse before my eyes. I'm seeing ecosystems, I'm seeing the Great Barrier Reef collapse on the east coast. Out in the middle of the ocean, the middle of nowhere, Scott Reef, it's a sea snake hotspot. It's getting bleached by climate change. The Ningaloo Reef, where everyone goes to see the whale sharks, is collapsing. And, you know, I'm helping bat carers at the moment care for hundreds and hundreds of little baby bats whose mamas have died in the heat wave, that it's been hotter than we've ever had before. Climate change is really crashing ecosystems in my world, left, right and centre.
And you mentioned as well, I guess, you know, if anybody asks what they can do, it was vote for climate change. Elections only roll around every so often. Is there something that people can do, I guess, you know, in their daily lives or, you know, get on board and help out volunteering wise?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, for example, we're having increasing numbers of wildlife crises linked to heat waves. So at the moment, we've just got birds, possums, bats, snakes, all just suffering from the heat stress. So if you can't give your time, give a little bit of money to a wildlife care group. $5 buys a bag of life-saving fluid that'll treat 10 animals. $300 will vaccinate a bat carer who can help look after people and bats, because bats are very specialised and only vaccinated people can care for them. You can also make really good choices in terms of where you invest your super. Go for ethical superannuation investment that doesn't involve investing in fossil fuels. You know, everyday things around your home, work really hard at energy reduction and just educate, have really good conversations with the broader community about climate change and the very real impacts. Show them pictures, give them heartfelt examples and explain to them that this can only get worse if we don't vote for a clean energy, renewable, job-filled future.
Well, it's scary stuff. Blanche, thanks so much for chatting with us this morning.
My absolute pleasure.
That was Blanche Dianister. She's a marine biologist at James Cook University, having a chat with us this morning about sea snakes, climate change, generally I think the fact that humans are not doing wonderful things to the planet by any stretch of the imagination.